Good morning. Open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, the 17th of February, 2022 will come to order. We have a late submitted document this morning. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda document 22-02-B.
Thank you, sir. Is there any discussion of the Vice Chair's motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. First matter on our agenda this morning is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum for the Democracy Engine Incorporated PAC, which is number A19-18. Mr. Morecambe and Ms. Burgess for the Audit Division.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, ADRM, on Democracy Engine Inc. PAC, which was submitted to the Commission for consideration on January 3rd, 2022. A brief presentation was provided to the Commission during the January 27th open meeting. We are able to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the Audit Division or discussion in this matter? Mr. Train?
I'm just prepared to make a motion. I've obviously got some comments that I'll make with my motion if anybody's got any questions.
Colleagues? Go ahead, Commissioner Turner.
Great. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move to terminate the audit in relation to Democracy Engines Incorporated. I think it's just the best use of the commission's resources for us to do that. As we all know, the staff has made some recommendations for a finding without a particular definition for the error that's associated with it. And so instead of having to recreate a process to deal with that, I think it's best that we probably just terminate the audit at this time.
Thank you, Commissioner Traynor. Is there any discussion to Commissioner Traynor's motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. So, question for the staff, if we were to terminate the audit, would there be any report issued? What would happen?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Ms. Brown, of course.
Thank you. And I welcome the Office of General Counsel to assist as well, but it would seem that if the commission were to actually terminate the audit, that we would not have an audit report, different from were the commission to reject findings and or split on the findings.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Weintraub.
So just to be clear, if there were a motion to approve the recommendations and that failed, then we would have a report. And if there was no support for any of the findings, I guess all of the findings would be in additional issues. Am I understanding that correctly?
When you say if there were no support for any of the findings, that would be akin to a rejection of.
No, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Let's say it splits, hypothetically speaking.
Yes. Were the findings to split 3-3, they would appear in the report as additional issues as opposed to actual findings.
Okay, so the difference between a split vote and just terminating the audit would be one gets a report and the other one doesn't?
Correct.
And the report is basically written already.
Yes, it is, and the work has been done. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. I will not be able to support the motion then. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of Commissioner Traynor's motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
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 Motion fails by a vote of 3-3 with Commissioner Traynor, Commissioner Cooksey, and myself in support, and the Vice Chair, Commissioner Broussard, and Commissioner Weintraub opposed. Are there further motions? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Democracy Engine Inc. PAC A19-18, I move that we approve the recommendations of the Audit Division.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails with 3 in favor, the Vice Chair and Commissioners Broussard and Weintraub, and 3 opposed, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Traynor, and myself. Are there further motions? Seeing none, my thanks to the Audit Division. The second matter on our agenda for this morning is a memorandum and proposed policy circulated by my office. The memorandum is short for any who would like to understand what drove this, but in brief, matters in which foreign sovereign respondents are hailed before the commission are rare, but they do occur. And when they do occur, I think it's important for us to have a plan for undertaking our duties under the statute while simultaneously not undermining the foreign policy of the United States. This is a revised draft, which reflects comments from a number of my colleagues in all parties. And I thank them and OGC for what I have found at least to be a useful and collaborative process. With that, I'm happy to open it up to any questions for the Office of General Counsel or discussion among my colleagues. Is there any motion? Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to the proposed rule of agency procedure concerning the treatment of foreign state respondents at the initiation of the enforcement process, I would move approval of the memorandum from the chairman dated February 14th, 2022, which is agenda document number 22-02-B.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooksey, for that motion. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. That concludes our agenda. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much to everyone. Meeting stands adjourned.